The Rambam writes over here, it's a Gemara in Makkos, that a, it means a part of this Sedra, it's also as Hanan, a Talmud in a yeshiva, a big Lamdan, by mistake, that I killed somebody. What do you have to do? No. He has to go to the Golos. He has to kill somebody. He has to go to the Golos. His Rebbe has to go along. Why should we have to go along? It says in this week's parasha, and it says as Hanan, it says Bochai. It's in Shoiftim, and it's Hanan V'chai. What does Chai mean? Hasei Eloi Kadei Sheyichye. Make sure he's alive. V'chai Bali Chochmo. Unvaksheho. The life of Bali Chochmo, that's the Rebbe. Unvaksheho. The Talmidim. The Loi Talmud to Misa Chashuvim. The Talmud without his Rebbe can Rav Shagola. Talmud have to go to Golos. Yeshivasa Imoi. Because he's like the Rebbe without Talmudim. And Talmudim without a Rebbe are dead. They are dead. The Chai means you gotta give him life. The Ori Miklot is supposed to give him life. V'chai. And you have many Gemaras. A Purish Memchok, a Mubtar from Rav Akiva, a Purish Memchok, a Purish Menachayim. Chayim Heim Litzoeyim, Chayim Chayenu, it's physical. Kemisa Chashuvim. That's why the whole Shaila, I told you this story last week, with Cuba. What? Anyway, there was a story in Castro took over. Cuba was a big, flourishing, rich Jewish community. I'll tell you. Anyway, Castro took over, communists took over. Now Castro was not an anti-Semite. He was communist, atheist, but not to kill. Stalin was a murderer. And most communist countries were murderers, so Castro was not. Anyway, they contacted a former travel agent of the community. It seems the last plane out of Cuba, they can leave. Without the government stopping them, the last plane was on Shabbos. Can they go on the? Can they go and Chol Shabbos get to the airport? Otherwise, I don't see the Chol Shabbos anyway. Been on the plane, but getting to the airport probably. The airport's like 10 miles away. Can they go on Shabbos? Chol Shabbos to get out of Castro. So they contact the travel agent from people there, find out the din. So this travel agent called up Moshe Feinstein. And they have Chol Shabbos to go out of Cuba. Again, I go on the plane straight, I don't see the problem. By the way, it was there. But, here, Chol Shabbos, get out of Cuba. But Moshe said, for very rare, I can't pasken this. Call up the two older really poskim, older than Rav Moshe, who Rav Henkin and Rav Telushkin. You never heard of them. Rav Henkin and Rav Telushkin. So this travel agent couldn't find Rav Henkin. Get hold of Rav Telushkin. Rav Telushkin said, I can't pass on this. Call up Rav Soloveitchik, who was like 20 years younger than him. He calls up Yeshiva, tells him the Shaila. He says, why don't they go on Sunday? No, let's plan the Shabbos. Sure. I'll go on Sunday. No, let's plan the Shabbos. Okay. Call me back in an hour. Call me back in an hour. Calls him back. Okay. But they should go to the airport. Everyone has to wear towels when they're going to the airport. To show they're not going against the towel offer. But try again. She go out on Sunday. A half a year later, at a chasana, so this travel agent is there and the rub is there. So he says, oh, let me ask you a question. What happened? So you were right. The plane was delayed in ahead. They left on Sunday. So I said, I felt like that. But then I said, I want to ask you a question. He said, for the road. He said, call back in an hour. What did you do in that hour? He said, that hour? I don't know what to say either. And he said, Masaira. I called the Baron Kotler. I asked him if he has a Masaira. He said, yes. Chofetz Chaim permitted his yeshiva, Radin, which my father was, among that group, left on Shabbos. Again, I don't know exactly what Malacha is, but it was a Malacha. And they left on Shabbos. And say, you see, what was the Shaila? Shaila, Kuach Nefesh, Zedrecha, Shabbos. But here was a pure Ruchni Shaila. Is that Zedrecha Shabbos? So actually, if you look on Poskim, you see it's not. But they're saying, yes. The case in Poskim is that the Goyim, the Catholics, kidnapped the girl, the Nebach, and to save her, you have to Mechal Shabbos. But her life was not in danger. Just to become a Christian. He says, put down a Shulchan Aruch, she involved. And they said, against the Poskim, that Kuach Neshama is exactly Kuach Aguf. And that was the Shaila of the Castor over there. He allowed him Mechal Shabbos. V'chai. It's V'chai. It's life. Now it's something very important now. Yeah. There's a Gemara Makkos Daf Yud. After the parish of Golos of Eschanan, it says, very important now. Zois HaTorah. Zois HaTorah. And it says, Zois HaTorah. Here, Oy Miklot, Dalid, Zois HaTorah says some Moshe. What's the get with over here? With Oy Miklot. More Makkos says, Divrei Torah Kol Tos. Now, pay attention over here. Pay attention. Chaim V'Lajanah. He had the Keset Torah. Has, this is required reading in my days. Shad Dalid, yeah. Shad Dalid. Lamed Aleph on the base, Lamed Gimel, and he means a mother Chazal. He doesn't mean this one I just mentioned. In Makkos, but he has over here very important. It's Rabbeinu Yonah too. He starts off and he says, "Mizeh Tam Gam Kain Esek HaTorah he mechaperes. Esek haTorah, he mechaperes. Al kol who avoinod, so I never chetas. Esek haTorah, what does Esek mean? What's what Esek mean? What's a synonym for Esek? But Yoina has a synonym for it. As I would say Iyun. The Taz says Iyun. But when Yoina says same thing as him, Esek Torah means he goyin a Torah. He goyinoi. Him chayenu. What does it mean? Go try to figure out Chazaka time or my. That's how you're going to be. I don't know if you succeed. Well, I think it's terrible. Ain't it so? I don't need it. Hear that? And means Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kuli Mochem Dvarim. Dvarim Ani Mevakesh, V'Ani Moichel Lachem, I'll call Avon Yisaychem. And Dvarim of the Divrei Torah. There's three, that the Divrei Torah is Machaper. I'll explain, how does it work? Magic? No. The Moisin Avonis Chamurim. Shein Kabonis Machaprim. The Averis, nothing works. Nothing works. One thing works. Nothing works. Esek HaTorah Machaperes. God El Talmud Torah. Yoisim Yakoros Temirim. O Menachis, O Kabonis. And that's three kapitlach here. How does it work? He says how it works, and I'm going to say the way I think how it works. Not enough kamino halacha, but it works. It works. And there is a horrible story in the Kesher Rosh, and here Kesher Rosh explains. This is how I got the idea from him. How does it work? How is Torah Machaperes? What do you mean? There's a Rosha! He deserves to be hung and die. How does Torah work? How does it work? So I'll tell you. Here's a story, horrible story. A story is they make v'chulei. They don't know that's a story over here. V'chulei. By some the old prince's story. Somebody came after his death, Lenar Echad Mimakirov, to his friend. He said, please, I owe 18 Zehuvim, and they don't let me in Gan Eden because I didn't pay up. Pay him the money, do me a favor, please pay him the money if you go to Gan Eden. They don't let me in. And he said, otherwise they'll let you in, sure. But you were Mizana with your next door neighbor's wife. He said, huh? Hey, Shiv. I always learned at night 3 hours. Said they didn't mention it to me. He said, Machlowi. I said, they didn't mention it. Why? He says, because because Talmud Torah is machaper. Wasn't even a whole day. How many hours was it? They didn't mention it. How does it work? I never knew how it works. So I thought about it. How does it work? So I'll tell you how it works. Second, he learns 3 hours, And he says, oh, from above, I'll tell you how it works. And Nefesh HaChaim, he has one way, but here he has another way. Here, oh. How does it work? There's a pasuk in the Seder Davening, you say it every Shabbos. Odom Rabbeinu. You say, Teres Hashem Tamimo. What's the next two words? Meshiva Snofesh. What does it mean, Meshiva Snofesh? So he has, Chaim Volozhin over here says, Om Rabbeinu, Asher Oynish Kuris. A guy's Chayv Kuris. Real bad news. Chayv Kuris. Ain't a Meshiva Snofesh. Ain't a chauvinist. This can't rock the Divrei Torah. What does that mean? It means like this. Someone is a Russia of a Russia. He is evil. And he has to die. And he learns. What happens? And he learns. What happens? He dies. What does Torah do? Meshiva Snofesh. He's born again. Meshiva Snofesh. He died. Die. He's going to die. You have to die. But he learns what to do. Noisim lechayim, v'chay. It says there was a famous yeshiva in Slabodka in Bnei Brak. So someone checking out the bochum of his daughter. Said he's a very good bochum. How old is he? 4 years old. What? The other bochum. Oh, he's 6 and a half. What's he saying over here? He came to the yeshiva 6 and a half years ago. So that's he's 6 and a half years old. Right. And it's a chazal. Called Mlamed is Ben Chaveroi Teira Ke'ilo Yoldoi. Ke'ilo Yoldoi. He's 4 and a half. That's one version. I saw another version, a different gadol. A guy visits him, he passed by the cemetery. Says, Poi Nitman, and he was 3 years old. Another guy, he was 4 years old. Another guy, he was 2 and a half years old. So he asked the Shashiva, what kind of my gate for? What kind of city is over here? What was it, plague? No. He left yeshiva after 2 and a half years. He left yeshiva after 4 years. Right? Poi Nitman. Hear that? He died. He's walking around like a robot. Right? Like a zombie. But Poi Nitman. Chaim. So that's the pshat. And Chaim Volozhin says, that Misha Zoya Luma Vidalila Gimu Shoy, that's the story I told you. Lushma Lushma means you enjoy learning. Moichlam Loyal Kovai Noiso. So I saw a different version, A Maskirin Loy. They're not Moichlam nothing. Why should we Moichlam? He's the Oisborough, he's a dog. Why should we Moichlam? Not Moichlam, nothing. He has to die. Oh. Meshiva Snofesh Yoldoi Kilo Yoldoi is a new person over here. He's a non-dementia. He's a different person. Right. That's usually. he says it's like a porous avoinus. It's a different pshat. It's a non-dimensh. It's a non-dimensh. It's a different person. And Rabbeinu Yonah says this. I'll tell you an example of but one is better. The what? Shivas Nofesh. There's a Chavetz Chaim that very famous. He always says, how does it work? It works. It works. How does it work? He says, when you're learning, you are meaning mistabek with the Shechina. Vata natvekim, Hashem alkechem, chayim, kulcham alyom. That's how you're part of Hashem. I'm saying, Ori Miklot, how does Ori Miklot work? Ori Miklot, you start life over again. That's Ori Miklot. You start life over again. You move. And Ori Miklot is starting life over again. And that's over here. That he's compared it to Torah. Different. Rambam compares it to a mikveh. The Rambam to a mikveh. Has mikveh work? Has mikveh work? No, has mikveh work? No. They say a person cannot live in water. See, once it goes in the water, what happens to him? Dead. Right. Dead. Comes out, what is he? Huh? As a matter of fact, that's the case of Mishnah. When does the Torah start? When it comes out. There's a new person over here. Not when he's in the water. When it comes out, there's a new person over here. As a matter of fact, the Arab, yeah. Yeah, mechuyev to go to mikveh once a year, real chiyuv. And when is that? Erev Yom Kippur. And the Dakar Moshe says, why? Gerush and his gayer, klot shanoel adomi. If I gerus, what are you? A new person. Right. Someone who learns. So that's nuchatoyim. Why is it no chatoyim? Why? Why is it no chatoyim? That's not me. Correct? It's not me. Where's the old guy? Not here anymore. He's not here anymore. He learns. He's a lamdan. He's a lamdan. Different person. The other guy's a chayit. Well, that's not me. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, when you do tshuva, one of them in Hogan to change your name. Mishana Shmoy. Say Rambam. I have a friend. He has as many names as the Chicago phone book. It's a very thick phone book. Right? Why? Every chet has to change his name and do tshuva. It's a different person. Different person. Ani acher v'loy hu. Ani acher v'loy hu. This is your mama's tshuva, it's your mama's tshuva. It's not me. So I'm telling you, when you learn, it's exactly what's happening. When you learn, when Shiva snuffed, you died, and now you're learning. Zaki Shom Tshuva. Mishani Hashem. And Torah has that ability. What ability does Torah have? No. Not me. When you learn. You're a Talmud Chacham. And even not Talmud Chacham, it's 3 hours a day. Daki Atshuva. This is the Rambam. Daki Atshuva. It's a dirk of Tshuva. Liyois Hashav. Soyek Tomid of Ne Hashem. Bebechi Vesachnunin. Voice it's a doka. Kfi Koychoi. Misrache Karbe Minadova Shachotavoi. Umishan Shmoi. Claymar. And the Acher, any Oisa Isha, also Oisa and a Meissen. Mushana Meissel, the Goyle and Kaimoi. Now, all this is for Balabatim. So, what does he have to do? Scream, cry, change his name. Mushana Meissel Kulam. But someone who's learning, right? Kilo Yoldoi. When he's learning, Neshivas Nofesh. What does Neshivas Nofesh mean? It gives you a new nefesh. A new nefesh. There are exceptions by certain big people. There's a Gemara in Bob Metzia. I think it was Lezer of Shimon. And it says, I think, his family, the kids were dying, he spoke about it. From Mila, he gave advice to wait. And they waited, and the baby lived. And it says, look it up. V'korolai Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon al Shmi. V'korolai the baby, Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon al Shmi. So what's a dig in the Gemara? What do they call him? Reb. Reb? The baby. The baby. So you call Eliezer Hoshmi. Now, he was different, that baby apparently. He's already the same Rebbe, Rebbe Lozor. He's already a Rebbe Lozor on his crib. Like most people, though, when did they become a different person? When? No. They go to yeshiva. Right. Here we have a young man. Are you 20 years old? 22 years old. That looks very young. You're old, right? That's who came to Tomo. Right? Kilo Yoldoi. Kilo Yoldoi. Occasionally, it happens earlier. I'll finish now. The rover's in his crib. Right? He was 10 days old. And a fly passed by the crib. A fly bothering him. 10 days old. So the rover went. Then the Han Brisket passed by. Oh! Who would have got on our door? Sometimes you're born the same person already. You have to wait. Okay. Oh, yes.